listening to the Dreaming of Freedom podcast on the 2 Cents FC Network.
Welcome back to the Dreaming of Freedom podcast, where we talk about all things black soccer in MLS. I'm Jermaine.
And I'm AD.
That's right. Did you peep the new intro? So for today's show and every show going forward, we'll be discussing MLS content, but with a black perspective. That means we'll be highlighting black players, their stories, cultures, and of course, performances on the pitch.
We've got new segments for you, including weekly roundups, dream team, nightmares, and footnotes. We'll explain all of those as we go along through the episode.
So we chose to make this change so we can bring y'all more consistent content, but also because there isn't really a podcast that's doing what we want to do, and that's to focus on the black players and players of color in general, in MLS specifically.
But no worries, we'll continue to bring you the dope interviews and historical tidbits for your footy appetite. So let's get started.
Was that corny? Tidbits? No. Footy appetite? All right. Just making sure. AD, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I mean, I'm here. I'm good. I'm feeling good. How about you?
Bro, I'm feeling great, especially after last night.
Hey.
You know, Miami boys, we gotta show love to the Miami Heat real quick.
Exactly.
Four more. It's gonna be tough, boy, but it's gonna be a hell of a series, I know that much. Definitely. It'll be a hell of a series. All right, so let's get to the sport of choice. That is soccer, aka football, and we are, again, as you heard, we are focused on MLS going forward with Dreaming of Freedom. So how we want to do this, we want to start each episode with a short, brief weekly roundup where we focus on one match in the East and one match in the West. Going forward, we'll talk about, some notable performances within those games. Some different storylines within those games, and just kind of continue to highlight some of the black players that had an impact in those specific games. After that, we'll talk about the league more generally as we discuss our dream team, where we'll highlight the goal scorers, the black goal scorers throughout the league, black players, but also players of color that have scored goals. But we'll also talk about the nightmares throughout the league. And so, any black players who have just didn't have the best game, kind of had a worst case scenario, fumbling the bag in the game, we'll talk about those as well. Got to. And then lastly, our final segment, we'll focus on this new idea that Dreaming of Freedom and 2 Cents is kicking about. It's called Footnotes, which is essentially short historical pieces on whether it's the actual MLS clubs, whether it's the players themselves. So today we'll focus on one of the players that we'll feature in the Dream Team segment. So that's kind of the agenda for today's show, but also what you can expect going forward for the rest of the podcast. So for this week, match day 15, we looked at the Eastern Conference, and we found one of the I guess better matches throughout the league was Chicago Fire versus New England Revolution. That game ended 3-3. Eddie, did you happen to catch any of that, or not really?
No, missed that.
Bro, a lot of goals.
Looks like a high scoring event. I should have caught that one.
Nah, it's all good.
And Bobby Wood?
Bruh.
Bobby Wood is back out here?
Bruh. Bobby Wood, not only is he back, but he's black? Anyways, we'll get to that. Yeah, definitely. I was 10 years old when I figured that out. but yeah, so Chicago, shout out to Black Fires over there in Chicago. Continuing to do their thing. Also, shout out to Ezra Hendrickson. Unfortunately, he couldn't survive the MLS struggles that is a head coaching position, particularly for black coaches. He wasn't given the opportunity that other, I guess, coaches would have been given. You know, it's a common trend throughout not just MLS, but soccer in general. We see a lot of black coaches struggling to get into these head coaching positions. And if they are in these head coaching positions, they're only given a year or two to turn a pretty shitty situation into like an MLS Cup and different pieces of silverware. So, you know, it's unfortunate that Ezra got the axe, but I'm sure he'll find another coaching position soon. Chicago, New England, 3-3. I think it was like four goals in the first half. It was just back and forth. You know, actually, four of the goals out of those six goals were scored by black players. So that's another reason why we wanted to highlight that. Unfortunately, one of those goals we'll discuss in the nightmare segment. Pretty tragic situation. But anyways, we'll get to that. One thing I wanted to highlight was New England Revolution's second goal. It was a diaspora affair. So it's a corner kick from New England Revolution. It is the kick is taken by Emmanuel Boateng, who was a Ghanaian international. A beautiful, you know, kind of simple corner kick. Who was the first player to flick it off his head, AD? I think you'll recognize the name. Christian Makoun.
Shout out to Christian Makoun, bro. Can't forget that celebration, man.
Bro, that celebration is already cemented in Inter Miami CF history. what was this? It was like a game winning goal, wasn't it? It was a penalty kick.
Yeah, it was a penalty kick. I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't recall the game. Oh my gosh! But it was like a last minute penalty kick.
Right.
Dude walks up, gets the ball. I think he was the one that was tackled in the box, and he's like, "Yo, I'm taking this kick." He just puts the ball down, runs up, does his little stutter step, puts it in the back of the net.
I was like, is that legal? Okay.
Is that actually legal? But yeah, no. Christian Makoun. And then the celebration. What was that celebration, AD?
I wish I could get up and do it right now.
Right.
It's like this little T-Rex action with a roar in it.
Oh god, shout out to Christian Makoun. So Christian Makoun got the assist. I say all that to say Christian Makoun actually got the assist. He flicked the header off of Boateng. The ball ends up at the feet, at the head of Bobby Wood, who just cleanly directs it into the back of the net. So of course we got Emmanuel Boateng from Ghana. We also got Christian Makoun from, of course, Venezuela, Afro-Venezuelan. Shout out to all my Afro-Latinos. And of course, Bobby Wood. Not of course, because Lord, I did not know this. And I'm like, yo, am I late on this? Like, when did this happen? Like, yo, Bobby Wood, born in Hawaii. His mom is part Japanese and his dad is part African-American.
Okay.
We'll take it. Yo, we will definitely take it all day. It was really weird. Really weird discovery I found there. Bobby Wood had a great game. He had a goal. He also had an assist in that game. So shout out to Bobby Wood. He's doing pretty good on the season. I think he has four goals on the season, three assists. Shout out to Bobby Wood. You know, he's always kind of been around the U.S. men's national team. He'll make an appearance and he won't make an appearance. Mm-hmm. So shout out to him, right?
I'm glad he's getting back.
Yeah. It's good to see him kind of get back into proper form. Even if it's on the club level. How old is Bobby Wood? He's 30. So, I mean, he probably won't make another World Cup, but I mean, he still has a chance to kind of make some appearances in different international tournaments. But we'll see. I don't know. You know, we just have a new the U.S. men's national team just got a commitment from another brother from the seas, from overseas, Balagun. Yes, so he'll sir. be uh, So yeah, I mean, there's a lot of competition in the U.S. men's national team for striker opportunities, to say the least. But you know, now that we know Bobby Wood is a brother, we gotta shout him out as much as possible.
For sure.
Another person who's making a comeback in that game, or in that team, really, with New England, is Altidore, because Altidore got a goal as well. Shout out to Josie.
Shout out South Florida.
Shout out to all day. Shout out to South Florida. But yeah, Josie, you know, South Florida native. He was born in Jersey, but was raised down here in South Florida, in Boca Raton, actually. So shout out to South Florida. Shout out to Haiti, all that good stuff. Shout out to Sloane Stephens, wifey. It's just so much. But keep them coming, right? So Josie Altidore, what is he? 33? Yeah, he's 33.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like people hate on Josie. No? Is that just me?
Yes.
What's that about?
Like,
what's that
about? He doesn't get the credit he deserves. It might have to do with his pace. But I feel like he was one of the most productive strikers for the national team. Like,
absolutely.
Still give this man his flowers.
Thank you, bro. You have to, that's the perfect way to put it. It's like, what? This man is not getting his flowers. And for some reason, I feel like he's getting the opposite of flowers, right? He's getting like trash. It's like, dude, like, why are we hating on this man so much? Like,
right.
I think he's also like, he's been very outspoken, I feel like.
That's true.
I think he was outspoken against just like different like broadcasters. I think Taylor Twellman, I think. He snapped on somebody like within the last like 2 or 3 years.
Get beat.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that's part of it. I don't know what his relationship with the national team is like anymore. I doubt he's going to be called up anytime soon for anything, just considering his age and the amount of competition. But to your point, AD, I mean, the brother has 115 caps for the U.S. And 42 goals, right? So, I mean, he's definitely been one of the top contributors in terms of goal scorers, and he's played since 2007, over a decade, right, for the U.S. men's national team, from 2007 to 2019. So let's give Josie his flowers like right now, because this man is let's give it up to Josie just for still out here being relevant, right? I mean, he scores the goal, he scores the tying goal, actually. I think it was the tying goal in the game. He came on in like the 81st minute, and then within a couple of seconds, the dude has a goal in the back of the net. So, shout out to Josie all day. I'm trying to see what his numbers on this. I think that was his first goal for the season, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
First goal of the season. He's played 8 matches, but this is his first goal. So, shout out to Josie, trying to do something out there in New England. Right.
I'm still stuck on the opposite of flowers.
Yo, what is that? What is the opposite of flowers? What is the opposite of flowers?
I'm trying to think.
I don't know. I don't even know if that's a fair question, to be honest.
Trash on your doorstep.
Trash on your doorstep. Maybe shit on your doorstep. I don't know.
I'm thinking a flaming bag. Right. Probably. Anyway.
Yo. Oh my lord, yo, shout out to the flowers. Any favorite flower, Eddie?
Sunflowers. Ooh. To be honest, not to be basic, but
no. That's dope. Yeah, we got some Mexican sunflowers in the backyard, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, them things grow tall, bro. Them things are like very invasive. Like, I'm cutting them things back like every 2 weeks. But well, I mean, when they bloom, they're beautiful. When they bloom, they're beautiful, man. They're pretty dope.
Man's got a green thumb.
A little bit. I get it from wifey. Wifey's more of the gardener in the family, so she kind of schools me on everything gardening wise. But you know, Mexican sunflowers. if you see them at Home Depot, copy some, because they won't disappoint. But
my next purchase.
Yo, do it. Even to be honest, don't go to Home Depot because they're expensive as hell. They're just mad expensive.
And other reasons.
And other reasons, Andy. Thank you for that. Thank you for that important nuance. Yo, shout out to Lowe's. All right, so another important player we wanted to highlight was this brother from Switzerland. Yes, you heard me correct. A brother from Switzerland. His name is Marin Haile Selassie. Now, Andy, do you know, does his name sound familiar to you, Haile Selassie? Not the player, but the name itself.
I wish it did. I promise.
Okay.
You, I wish it did.
No. No worries. This is what we're here for, right? So Haile Selassie was the emperor of Ethiopia, right? Like Haile Selassie the first, right? Like, this is his.
Okay.
this is his title. Oh, I'm not. Yeah. This is his title, Haile Selassie the first. He's also, how do I put this? He's also revered amongst Rastafarians as Jesus incarnate, right? So you'll hear, like, when you listen to like a lot of reggae, when you rap with a lot of Rastas, they praise Haile Selassie, right? When you listen to Bob Marley, he's talking about Haile Selassie. So they praise Haile Selassie as Jesus incarnate because of not only his Ethiopian roots, but because he claims a direct lineage to King Solomon. So it, like, deep biblical roots that the Rastas kind of picked up on. And Ethiopia was also the only country, aside from Liberia, to not be colonized and conquered in Africa. So right. Ethiopia holds a very important space in Black culture, in diasporic culture, but specifically for Rastafarian culture. And here's this guy on Chicago Fire. His name is Marin Haile Selassie, born in Switzerland, but his parents are Ethiopian. And so I don't know like what this guy's history is, and I'm sure we'll probably have a footnote on him in the next coming episodes, but this dude is someone to watch. He has scored, this is his second week in a row that he has scored a goal for Chicago Fire. Again, shout out to Chicago Fire. I feel like they just got a lot going on all the time, especially when you listen to the stories from Black Fires. But again, Marin Haile Selassie, second week in a row where he has a goal. Last week he had a goal and an assist. So the dude is, he's a winger, right? He's young, he's 24. The dude is someone to watch. He's on loan currently from,
Lugano.
Correct, Lugano. Lugano is a Swiss, of course, a Swiss club. So he's coming from Switzerland, on loan with Chicago. I'm not sure if they have a buy option for that loan, similar to what Campana has with Inter Miami. But nevertheless, it seemed like a good pickup. It seemed like a really good pickup for Chicago Fire. Dude has he's appeared in 12 games this season, has 3 goals and 1 assist. And he seems to be making some serious moves, not just for the club but for the league itself. So, shout out to Haile Selassie, the god. let's see how he continues this season. Again, just another player to keep an eye on in MLS. So, all right. So yeah, that was 3-3. We'll come back to that game a little bit later when we talk about when we get to the nightmare segment. And of course the Dream Team segment when we feature, of course, Bobby Wood, Haile Selassie, and Jozy Altidore. But for now, let's go into the Western Conference, where the match of the week, we have focused on San Jose Earthquakes and FC Dallas. That game ended in a 1-1 draw. again, another good game. Not a lot. Obviously, not a lot of goals. But good football. Good football. It was good soccer. You know, one of the standout players, and we'll talk about him more in the footnote segment, was this brother by the name of Nkosi Tafari. Now, Nkosi Tafari, he scored the tying goal for FC Dallas in like the 92nd minute or 90 plus minute, whatever it was. A long ball into the box, Tafari just kind of raised up, put a head on it, and ended up in the top corner. So a beautiful goal for him, a beautiful goal for the club. It was a goal that ended up in the tie. So it was also a last minute goal, right? So that kind of is the reason why we kind of considered it the match of the week. Aside from Nkosi Tafari, there's also a brother on San Jose Earthquakes who we really should highlight just for a number of different reasons. That's Jeremy Ibobese. I'm not quite sure on how you. I've heard both pronunciations.
I've heard both.
Let's go with Ibobese, because that's one the broadcasters have been saying. But then again, broadcasters are known for fumbling names, especially black names. But let's go with Ibobese. 5 goals on the season. Dude is an absolute menace. Not only is he performing on the pitch, AD, but he's also like an activist, a social activist off the pitch. So if you don't know, he's already part. I mean, he's part of Black Players for Change, the Black Players Group for MLS, and he's just very outspoken, particularly around the George Floyd moment, the creation of BPC. He's just been very outspoken in terms of wanting to see institutional change. That's one thing he kind of talks about a lot, is institutional change. But he also, you can tell he does the reading. You can tell he does the work, right? Just from when you listen to him, but from what he wears, right? He'll wear t-shirts that say, decolonize your bookshelf. You know what I'm saying? It's like, who else is wearing stuff like that in MLS, right? And who else is saying decolonize in in MLS, right? I mean, I don't know. Yeah, probably not many. But Jeremy is one of the few players that's very open about his politics and about his activism. So shout out to Jeremy, a Duke alum. You know, he has a very storied career. And I think he's coming, if I'm not mistaken, he's coming from Portland, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
Let me just confirm that. Yeah, Portland. Where again, he had a very successful season, right? He had according to my FootMob, my FootMob stats, played 109 matches for Portland and 30 goals, right? So it's he had a major contribution. And even, I mean, if you think 30 goals in 109 matches is something, his time with San Jose has been even better, where he's played in 62 matches and scored 23 goals. So this dude is definitely on one right now. So shout out to Jeremy Ibobese. Again, 5 goals on the season, 14 matches. Dude is nice. So if you're interested in finding more players throughout the league, definitely he is one to follow. Also, 2 Cents FC did a little feature for Jeremy Ibobese. If you don't know, of course, you know, we're all part of the 2 Cents FC network. And we did a little a feature on Jeremy for MLS, for Black History Month with MLS, right? So make sure you check that out if you haven't. The brother is a very important player, right? Both on and off the pitch, right? So we'll leave it there. So just keep your eyes open. Make sure you're following his stories. And again, similar to the god Ja Haile Selassie, we'll definitely have a footnotes. We'll definitely have a footnotes on Ibobese in the coming episodes for sure. So that was the Western Conference matchup, San Jose Earthquakes, FC Dallas. FC Dallas, you know, shout out to Dallas. I actually watched their club profile earlier today on
Apple.
Yeah, the season pass. You know, and whatever. They're a historic franchise for U.S. soccer. You know, the whole Hunt family. This is, you know, the guy that the U.S. Open Cup is, the trophy is named after.
Right.
You know, he has deep ties in Kansas City and all that. So they kind of talked about that history, which was cool, I guess. It was just very vanilla, you know. Just didn't feel like a lot of culture. Like I wanted more, right, like Dallas culture, right? It kind of just gave us a lot of soccer history, which is great, which is important. But I feel like some of the other club profiles really went into this. I mean, Houston, I mean, they have a really fantastic club profile if you watch theirs.
Okay.
They're like, it's a very cultured Black Hispanic profile. So it's fascinating to watch Houston's club profile. But yeah, no, shout out to FC Dallas, you know, just for being that storied franchise, but also shout out to Nkosi Tafari, who had the last minute goal. I'm trying to pull up Tafari's information. Again, he's a center back, and he really plays in this kind of three center back system at Dallas. But he's been with Dallas for a while now, actually. He kind of came through the famous FC Dallas academy system. He's been with them. He's been with the first team since 2020. And again, he has two goals on the season, right? I mean, this is as a center back, right? So another player to watch throughout the season. Right? Anything else to add on the match days, on the match of the weeks?
That's it for me.
Yeah. All right, so let's get into the next segment, which is kind of piggybacking off of the first segment, and that's the Dream Team. So each week, the Dream Team will focus on the different goal scorers throughout the league, but also not just Black goal scorers, but players of color, just to kind of give them their shine, of course. But it'll largely be Black players. Anyways, so this week we actually do have a full 11. Every week we probably won't reach the full 11, but this week we actually do. So let's start with Inter Miami. Of course, if you didn't know, we are also members of Black Herons, an independent Black supporter group for Inter Miami. Officially the worst team in the Eastern Conference.
I'm so exasperated.
Oh man, it's difficult. It's difficult. People are starting to call for Neville's head, and I can't say I'm too mad at that. But you know, I don't know, Eddie. What do you think? But I mean, how do you feel about our struggles?
I do hear it. I do hear the people who are calling for Neville to be out, and I also don't necessarily 100% disagree, but I'd love to see some more tactics from the man. He'd definitely probably tell me that I need to understand the game, and there are tactics that he's implementing that I don't necessarily see because I'm ball watching, but I'd just love to see more than a million crosses into the box that don't get connections.
Yeah, if we can even get it to the, if we can even get it upfield, right? I mean,
exactly.
One of the main complaints, especially from, you know, one of our Black Heron members, Yukiba, he's like, bro, we cannot pass the ball forward. Like, we could just not, we can't do it, bro. Like, I'm not sure what it is, dude. Like,
it's a struggle to watch.
It's hard on the eyes, bro. Like, it's really hard on the eyes. So yeah, Neville's. He's in the hot seat for sure, and he's feeling it, right? Like, he's snapping at reporters.
So he's getting testy.
Yeah, he's getting very testy, bro. So you know, shout out to Neville. Good luck, bro, surviving the season. You know, If not, hey, Patrick Vieira is still out there. Love to pick him up, MLS experience. But, you know, that's another, yeah, that's another story for another day. Anyway, so Inter Miami played Montreal. Shout out to Montreal. A pretty strong diasporic contingent, to be honest. But their goal scorers, a 1-0 game, of course, you don't even have to question who lost. Montreal won. The goal scorer, the lone goal scorer, Nnamdi Ofor, scored in the 53rd minute. Nigerian brother, 23 years old. Someone to watch. He didn't really have that much of a productive game, but the few touches he had obviously mattered. He hasn't been too much of a contributor. 3 goals on the season. He's played 14 games, started 10 of them. So it seemed like he's starting to find, his goal scoring touch. Hopefully. Right. But again, shout out to the diaspora, shout out to Canada. I feel like Toronto and Montreal both got a strong diasporic contingent. So shout out to them. Toronto is just a very diasporic city in general. I had to start it with the bad news for Inter Miami, but whatever. That's where we are. Bad news on bad news on bad news. So we already talked about Bobby Wood, Black Bobby Wood. shout out to Jozy Altidore. Those are the two goal scorers in the New England game. We also talked about Marin Haile Selassie. Shout out to the God for Chicago. I'm very excited to watch this man play. He seemed like a youthful, very energetic, technical, right? Very good technique. Player, right? And it seemed like he's found his form in MLS, right? Two goals, back-to-back match days. So, he's something to watch. And Chicago needs something. they just need something. So,
and I was looking at him on some research, and man's got fits.
Okay.
The style, I mean, he's got a nice style.
Haile Selassie?
Yeah.
Okay. Was that on the IG?
No, it was on Google. A couple of images came up.
Okay. Hey. So we'll definitely talk about fits and fashion choice a little bit later, and really throughout the podcast. That's something that we really want to incorporate for the podcast. And side note, we really want to give a shout out again to 2 Cents FC, but we also want to give a shout out to Shea Butter, who's doing the good work in the women's game, focusing on Black women in the game. We kind of want to be that counterpart, right, to the women's game, where we focus on MLS and the men's game, right? This is not to exclude women players at all, right? It's just we feel it could be a good complement to pods like Shea Butter, like Diaspora United, right, who are doing that good work in the women's game. Also, shout out to podcasts like For the Culture, Walking 90, Can I Kick It, of course, 2 Cents FC Show, who continue to bring you stories about Black soccer, right? Or if not Black soccer stories, they're providing a Black perspective on the game itself, right? So, shout out to 2 Cents for just doing the good work. And hopefully Dreaming of Freedom can continue to build on that content. So shout out to Haile Selassie with the fits. We'll talk about fits in our footnote segment with Nkosi, because that brother got fits. So we'll definitely talk about him.
Right.
So the next players on the Dream Team we have, and this was also this could have been a contender for Match of the Week in the East. That's Toronto versus DC. Toronto won 2-1. Kind of a bottom of the table matchup. Toronto's at the bottom of the table, right above yours truly, Inter Miami CF, while DC United is at the bottom of the playoff contention in the eighth seed. But all of the goal scorers, AD, all of the goal scorers were black players. So we have, DeAndre Kerr, who is a young brother from Canada, 20 years old. When you watch him, he looks his age. He looks like a teenager. I mean, I know he's 20, but he looks very young. But he has a very he has a knack for goals. He only played in 8 matches this season, but in those 8 matches, he's contributed 2 goals, right? And if you're not following what's going on in Toronto right now with the Bradleys, Toronto's a mess. So the fact that this young brother can kind of work through all that and get his goals is definitely important for him, for his confidence, but also for the club that's just going through some things right now. But we also have another brother, Kosi Thompson, who came on early actually in the first half. Another Canadian, 20 years old. He came through the Toronto Academy system, starting in 2021. He hasn't had the efficiency of DeAndre Kerr. Yep. But he's he's coming off the bench, right? But he contributed, right? And that's what matters. And so, shout out to Kosi. I'm excited to see what he can do, not just for the club, but hopefully on the international level. Him and DeAndre Kerr. I'm not sure if they had any call-ups recently for the Canadian team for any recent tournaments. But shout out to them. They're putting on for the diaspora. Putting on for the culture in Toronto, in a very diasporic city, in a very dysfunctional club.
I do believe Kosi Thompson did play in one match this year for Canada.
Oh, perfect. No. Perfect. Yeah, so shout out to them. Hopefully, shout out to the Canadian national team. Bro, they are black as hell, bro. Like,
that's true.
They are very black, bro. Like, yo. But again, that's like Canada's very diasporic, like sneaky diasporic, right? You got the Jamaican connection, you got the French connection. It's very right. diasporic. So shout out to Toronto. Hopefully they can get their act together. I'm not going to give a shout out to the Bradleys. So if you don't know, apparently Michael Bradley, the son of Bob Bradley, the coach, is out here snitching. Well, I mean, what is he doing? I mean, right? he's like a goddamn infiltrator. I don't know. Like, what
exactly.
Dude is out here like taking personal conversations, taking them to the coach. Like, hey, bro, like this guy said this. Like, what are we doing? Like, come on.
That's got to be awkward to not even want to speak in the locker room because you got ears that are reporting back to the coach about any little thing you say.
It's madness, bro. It's madness. And I mean, he's not even, I think he's injured right now. He's expected to come back, but to your point, like, how are you supposed to function as a team, bro? Like, you got the coach's son, who I imagine when he's healthy again, he'll be back in the starting 11. And right. I mean, I'm not sure who's the captain. I'm not sure if he was the captain before he got injured, but he has been the captain in the past. So he's one of your leaders on the team. And now players feel like they can't even talk to the man because he's out here going back to daddy, telling them what's going on. Lord.
That's got to do wonders for chemistry.
Right, wonders, absolute wonders, bro. Absolute wonders. Yo, it's a freaking dumpster fire over there, bro. But again, shout out to Kosi Thompson and DeAndre Kerr for getting on the score sheet. Also, shout out to Emi Mabika, Inter Miami player. Unfortunately, got traded. Another one. I didn't want to say this, but whatever. I feel like a lot of brothers have been getting traded, bro. A lot of brothers have been getting shipped off, bro.
All of a sudden, I'm like, where are we going?
Bro, Who is it, bro? Bavica got shipped off.
Christian
McCool, Damian Lowe.
Christian McCool. God,
and these brothers are having sex. Ari Lassiter with Montreal and Duke. I mean, you know, shout out to Duke, not black, mm-hmm. but you know, Duke got a little swagger to him. So we rock with Duke.
Shout out Duke, cause he rocking with us.
He definitely is, bro. Shout out Duke. Yeah, so you know, Mabika's out here getting minutes, bro. He's starting, bro. Getting minutes, like consistently starting. So I'm happy for him. I don't know, bro. I feel like we could have used him just for his height alone. I mean, I don't want to reduce players to their physical attributes, but damn, this dude is, how tall is this dude? This dude is incredibly tall.
Like 6'7"?
Yeah, 6'7", yeah, I mean, Foot Mob has 6'5", but whatever. Tall enough, bro. Yeah. Like, he's the tallest man on the field, usually, whoever he's playing right. against. For some reason, Inter-Miami just refused to utilize him. I mean, he got some minutes last season,
mm-hmm.
But this season, I don't know, bro. I don't know, just, I guess we brought in, who did we bring in from Ukraine? Kristoff?
Ooh. I forget his name. That's my fault.
No, it's cool. It's the Kristoff. Kristoff from Ukraine. So
who is solid?
Who is solid? Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. Not mad at the pickup at all. And we got in return for Duke and Ari, we got Kamal Miller.
Right.
Who's coming from Montreal? So. Again, another Canadian. Shout out to the diaspora, who has also been pretty solid back there. So, I'm not necessarily saying Mabika could have did better, right, than what we have, but I think we could have utilized him more, right. And Toronto is now taking up that opportunity, and he's getting the start. So hopefully he can continue to show his worth for sure. You know what I'm saying?
Put him on the list of players that we shipped off that turned up. I'm not gonna say any names, but Julian Carranza.
Oh boy, bro, yeah. That man, bro. It's like player after player after player, bro. I mean, Lewis Morgan did it in New York.
Lewis Morgan. Like,
whatever, bro. I mean, is that a testament on the players? Is that a testament on the club? The environment? Is that a testament on Neville? Like. I don't know what it is, but I don't like it, bro. I don't like this trend, bro.
Right.
It's like that. Right. It's like that Miami Dolphins trend, bro. Like players get traded from Miami Dolphins, and then the boys have Hall of Fame seasons elsewhere. It's like Jesus Christ. Like, my God. Sorry about the. Sorry, yeah, we gotta be a little homer sometimes. But so Toronto, DC 2-1, DeAndre Kerr, Kosi Thompson for Toronto, and of course. The OG Christian Benteke for DC United. OG man, 32 years old, still out here being successful. You know, can't complain with Benteke, man. I love to see dude has 7 goals on the season, man. 14 games, 7 goals on the season. I mean, you can't complain with that.
Someone say that's informed.
Yeah. You can't complain with that, man. You cannot complain with that. I'm trying to see where he is on the top goals. Okay, so he's in seventh. Okay, in seventh for top goal scorers in the league, tied with, of course, Julian Carranza. Lord Jesus. Anyways, but so shout out to Christian Benteke. It's good to see him just out here balling, just dominating in MLS, right? So I mean, every time a big player of his popularity comes over, there's always those question marks. Is he gonna succeed? And I feel like he's been successful. I feel like he's been successful thus far. Also, of course, under the guidance of yours truly, Wayne Rooney. Shout out to Wayne Rooney out here. It seemed like he's gotten DC United in a good position. I don't know. It seemed like they're making forward progress.
Right.
You know. So definitely shout out to Wayne Rooney. We're not gonna shout out. What's the dude's name? I don't know if you know who I'm gonna talk about. The Greek player from last year, Funtas. The guy who allegedly.
No shout outs for that,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, no shout outs to that man at all. So actually, you know what? Let's not shout him out. So let's just keep it moving. If you don't know what
he
we're talking about.
He gets the opposite of flowers.
He gets the shit on the doorstep. Absolutely. He definitely gets the opposite of flowers, yo. Oh my God. That is hilarious. So let us continue. I'm actually just trying to see. Okay, yeah. So he's been here. He came last season. Okay, in the middle of last season. Benteke to DC United. Right. Yeah, man. So shout out to the OG coming from Crystal Palace. Who, I mean, he was a staple for Crystal Palace up in that front three. So shout out to Christian Benteke. I'm happy to see him, you know, continuing his success in a different league and his domination in a different league. So we go on, of course, to the matchup between Houston and Austin, a derby of sorts, and we have Giassi Zardes. Shout out to Zardes. How do we feel about Zardes? I like him. I don't know how I feel about him. He's just one of those players where it's just like I see the quality, but I don't see the consistency. And I don't know if that's because right. there's like a lack of opportunity for him or what. But I don't know. I like Zardes. I like Zardes. I think he has quality. Just I want to see it more.
Right. I feel like I've always been a fan of Giassi, but at the times that I want him to show up in the big occasions, I feel like he doesn't produce. And so I feel like if he had more consistent, like you said, more consistent performances and he strung them together, people would have a more positive outlook on him. But me individually, he's still my guy.
Yeah. No, I mean, I rock with him. I'm going to support him. You know, representation matters. You know, you gotta root for everyone black. But I'm always left wanting a little bit more from Zardes. But whatever, he got the goal. They didn't win, but he got the lone goal for the game.
He's on a small tear with Austin.
Yeah. So, shout out to Austin. Shout out to Austin. I heard some pretty. Heard some pretty terrible things about Austin FC in terms of their supporter culture and racism and just a lot of nonsense going on there. So get y'all act together over there in Texas. Shout out to Zardes, still staying relevant in the league, still a consistent presence. He's a consistent presence, right? But not a consistent producer, right? Whatever.
Right.
So. Played in 14 games, got 3 goals on the season. We'll see how he does going forward for the rest of the season. Next we have, this is someone I'm really, really fascinated by, and I think he might have one of those seasons where he just balls out. But this brother, Dominique Badji for Cincinnati. He had the lone goal in their matchup against Colorado. He also had a great game. He had a few chances where he was just out here just absolutely balling. I'm trying to pull up. He had a few runs off the ball. His off the ball movement and his passes were just freaking incredible this past game. I also didn't know he was Senegalese. I don't know why I didn't know that, but shout out to Senegal.
Okay.
I'm not sure if he's ever been called up for. I'm trying to pull that up now. I'm not sure if he's ever been called up for the Senegalese national team. But let's see. Okay. No, I don't see anything. Mm-hmm. I don't see anything on the international front. He's been around the league for a minute. Started with FC Dallas, actually. So shout out to FC Dallas again. I spent some time in Nashville. Oh, that's where I remember it from. Yeah, Nashville. Their first season.
Okay.
And spent a year in Colorado. And now he's with FC Cincinnati. And he's playing well. I feel like he had a very lively first half. I'm glad he got the goal. He didn't play the whole game, but when he played, he impressed, right? He completed 85% of his passes, making good runs. So Dominic Badji, I'm really hoping he can have a breakout season. This year, he only has one goal. He has two assists in 10 games that he's played in. But he's only started in three of them. But I think he's more of an impact player, right? Like off the ball. But when he gets his chance, he's gonna make the most of it. I think Acosta is kind of Luciano Acosta, the Argentine. I think he's kind of their main playmaker. But Badji out here he's out here, and I think he's definitely an interesting player to watch. Definitely an interesting player to watch going forward for the season. Cincinnati, weirdly, are they first? Are they top of the
first?
They're top of the East. Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. Wild turnaround for Cincinnati.
Bro, the last thing I heard about Cincinnati was their coach being racist. Like, saying racist.
Oh, wow.
Saying racist shit. It was like this Dutch coach. I don't know if you remember that. I'm trying to get the guy's name. Dutch coach. Racism. Yeah, Ron Jans. Ron Jans.
Oh,
back in 2020.
I do remember.
Yeah. So, bro. So that was the last, that's the last time Cincinnati happened, was in the news. well, for me, at least. I don't know. I mean, but yeah, this dude said, I'm just reading from an ESPN article. Jans has said he used the N-word while singing along to a hip-hop song during a training camp in Arizona. Well, come on.
Because who hasn't?
Because which white person is it?
right.
Oh, my God. No, it's... Okay, whatever. So, shout out to Badji. Shout out to Dominic Badji, Cincinnati. Doing big things. He's also part of our dream team. We also talked about Nkosi Tafari out of Dallas, who we'll touch on shortly. And finally, we have Frank Bolli out of Portland. Bolli had the only goal for Portland. It was a great goal. It seemed like Portland had got off to a great start. He scored in within the first 10 minutes. But Kansas City just took that ass and ended up winning the game 4-1. So that goal didn't mean much in the grand scheme of things. But Frank Bolli from Côte d'Ivoire, the Ivory Coast, kind of an OG player. He's 29 years old. He's been
statesman.
Yeah, bro, really is. And he actually is coming from Europe. He's coming from Hungary, where he played with. I always get this team's name wrong. Ferencváros, the Hungarian squad, the kind of storied Hungarian club. He was with them for 4 years, really. Had 41 goals, and just recently came to Portland this year, actually, in March. So he seemed like he's getting off to a hot start with Portland. 10 games, 3 goals. So that seemed like a really great pickup. For Portland. And in another episode, we will definitely talk about Portland, because they are one of, if not the blackest team in MLS. I mean, just from looking at their starting 11, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 out of the starting 11 are black players, right? So
okay.
So Portland's definitely they're definitely doing something. I'm not sure what that's about, how Portland ended up with the blackest team, but hey, shout out to Portland.
Right.
They got that ass beat, but hopefully they'll come through. I'm trying to see where they are. Oh, yeah, they're at the bottom of the playoff table in the West, which is surprising. I feel like they usually have a pretty good, pretty solid squad.
But I think they're trying to, like, rebuild.
Oh, are they?
After letting Ibobese go and Diego Valeri leaving.
Yeah, that would explain it. But yeah, that probably explains why they brought in Frank Bolling, right, to replace that goal scoring void. So that was the dream team. I'll just go through it again. We got Nnamdi Okorafor from Montreal, Bobby Wood and Jozy Altidore from New England, Marin Haile Selassie from Chicago, DeAndre Kerr and Kosi Thompson from Toronto, Christian Benteke from DC United, Jassy Zardes from Austin FC, Dominic Baggi from Cincinnati, and Kosi Tafari from Dallas, Frank Bolli from Portland, your dream team, full starting 11. So hopefully the black players in MLS can continue this dominance, continue to score the goals, continue to light up the scoring sheet for the rest of the season. And we also had some notable assists. Of course, Bobby Wood, again, had the goal and the assist in the game. Christian McCoom, who we talked about. Kay Kamara had the assist for Marin Haile Selassie in Chicago. And a few others, so they're definitely on the assists tally as well. So that was the dream team. But unfortunately, we also have to talk about the nightmares. Fortunately, we only have two. We only have two nightmare performances. And to be honest, I don't even want to call them nightmare performances. More like nightmare, just nightmare moments, really.
Right.
You know, and we won't spend too much time because we don't want to get scared and have bad nights. Andrew Farrell scored an own goal. He plays for New England, an OG American player. Plays for New England at the center back, and he just kind of found himself really in the wrong position at the wrong time. A ball was coming in from the left side. And again, you know, sometimes these center backs just are in an impossible situation, right? Where if they don't touch it, if they don't clear it, then the opponent right behind him is just going to tap it in.
Right.
So his positioning was a little off. He hit the ball, and it just, you know, it just went off his foot into the back of the net. Keeper couldn't do anything about it. But fortunately, they did not lose the game because of that, right? So. You know, they came back.
Not too much of a nightmare.
Yeah, not too much of a nightmare. Maybe for him, but I know he was happy. And he's the captain, right? So shout out to black captains in MLS. Like when Bobby Wood scored that goal, he was like, you could see the relief on Farrell's face. Like, yo, thank you, bro, for putting that in. Jesus.
Right.
It was an ugly own goal, to be honest, but whatever. It happens. It happens. And the other nightmare moment again comes from Portland. That terrible 4-1 ass whooping by Kansas City, and of course it was the center back from Portland, Lars Mabiala, the Congolese international. Shout out to the Congo. Again, OG dude is 35 years old, bro. 35.
Still doing it.
Not in a good way, apparently. Not in a good way. Nah. I mean, he didn't have a bad game, right? It's just, again, as a center back, sometimes you just find yourself in just really bad positions where if you don't make the touch, then the opponent's gonna make the touch, right? And I mean,
right.
To be honest, his own goal wasn't. I mean, whatever. They got three. Kansas City got three more, so they were gonna win that game anyway.
Exactly.
So it is what it is. But so shout out to the dream team. Heads up to the nightmares. Y'all get it back next week. And finally, we'll end with our last segment. And again, this is a fun segment that we want to do. We really want to build this out with 2 cents. FC. This segment is called Footnotes. So, Footnotes, if you don't know, this is coming from my nerdy background as a professor, as a historian. When you're, you know, writing up your papers and you're putting your references and your citations, you use footnotes. So those are the little numbers that you see at the end of a sentence, and you look at that footnote and you get more information, right? Where that source came from, a little bit more context about that piece of information, right? Think here of Wikipedia, right? When you just go on a Wikipedia page and you have your little references, right? Those little footnotes. And so I wanted to take that, but also, of course, make it or cater it, of course, to football, to soccer, right? Footnotes. So what we wanted to do was focus on, and you know, it'll be different. It'll be kind of different formats each episode. It'll either be a player or, you know, a piece of, you know, club history or whatever, however we want to structure it. But for this week, we wanted to focus on Nkosi Tafari. Nkosi Tafari. Now, Nkosi Tafari is a very, very interesting brother, very eccentric in his fashion choices, but just in his appearance in general. And I think where we should start with Nkosi is the name, right? His name is Nkosi Tafari Burgess. That's his legal birth name. So Tafari is his middle name. Burgess is his last name. But he has chosen recently, I think within the last year or two, to go by his middle name, Nkosi Tafari. Now, AD, can you imagine why he may have wanted to make this change?
Got to be something in the origins of that last name.
Yeah, exactly, exactly, right? And this is, you know, the origins of Black people's last names, right? I mean, just read Malcolm X's story, right? I mean, this is what he's talking about, right? And so a lot of African Americans, our last names come from, right? A lot of Black people in the Americas, right? Not just the US, right? But in the Caribbean and Latin America, come from the slave owner, right? And so Nkosi Tafari researched this, right? Did some family research, found this to be a fact in his particular circumstance, and chose to, I wouldn't say disown that name, but just chose to go by his middle name. And of course, his middle name, it's so weird that Rastas come up twice in one episode on a soccer podcast. So he chose to go with his middle name, Nkosi Tafari. And his middle name, Tafari, comes from Ethiopia. And it means he who inspires awe. He who inspires awe. And so, also, when you, I'm just pulling up this FC Dallas feature on Nkosi, he also talks about how in Jamaica and throughout the Caribbean, Tafari, a lot of Rastas kind of change it to Tough R.I., right? Like, I am tough, right? So he found, it seemed like he found a lot of strength in this name change, right, in kind of identifying with his middle name. But it also shows, it's also a reflection of his consciousness, right? He's very in tune,
right,
with the politics of the day. He's very in tune with his history. He's a very eccentric player, right? He's dyeing his hair different colors. He has the nose piercings, the long earrings. You know, dude's fashion sense is nuts.
Right.
Like, it is absolutely nuts. Oh my gosh. What is the name of the
I don't want to say kimono.
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. Yes. So he ended up wearing that, I think, last year. It could have been this. Oh no. He ended up wearing that. What was it? Maybe 2021. And he shows up in this. Dude shows up on match day with this kimono. And he talks about his love for. He talks about his love for Japanese culture. You know, so he's just a very, very fascinating individual. If you have the chance, look up his Match Day Fits within Kosi Tafari on YouTube, and he just really breaks down all of his different fits. But the kimono was the one that was just like incredible. Like, bro, like, I mean, anytime
it might actually be called a yukata.
Oh Lord, did we just mess that up? Oh Lord, please forgive us.
Yeah, that's why we're here. That's why we're all learning as we go. Research is important. Learners.
Research is important, indeed. We'll be better, don't worry. But check out Nkosi. Dude is a force. He's not only a force on the field, but of course off the field. Has a very unique personality. He also saved the woman's life by giving her CPR. Lady was choking, and he just like came up and started giving her CPR, saved her life. So he has a fascinating story for a number of different reasons. But Nkosi Tafari, check him out when you get the chance. I'm trying to think. I feel like there was something else. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say he's definitely like first round draft pick in people in MLS you want at your rotation at your discussion table, I'll say.
Oh yes. Can you imagine having a conversation with this dude? First round draft pick. Absolutely. First round draft pick off rip. This dude is he's different, but we love that about blackness, right? We love different blackness, different expressions of blackness, and it's always refreshing to see new angles, new perspectives of black masculinity, right? It doesn't always have to be this one cookie cutter example, right? You got a brother coming, showing up with, Japanese wardrobes, and he's just a very eccentric, different individual, and we love that about Nkosi. So shout out to Nkosi Tafari, continue to ball out this season. He's a center back in the MLS right now with the most goals, only two, but still something to note. So hopefully he can continue this form, and he had a good game other than that goal. Like, the dude, he's a baller, right? Like, his passes were brilliant, both his short passes and his long passes. His vision is good. He's a very direct passer, right? He passes forward, right? He doesn't pass backwards to the left or right. So he probably would not succeed in Inter Miami, but dude is nice, right? Dude is nice, and he's definitely someone to, again, just keep an eye on going forward. So shout out to Nkosi, our first installment of the footnotes segment. AD, you got anything you want to add?
Ooh. No. No. I had to check, but no.
Any short-term dreams that you've been thinking about?
Right now, a short-term, actually this is a long-term dream, but I now want to see Nkosi Tafari make it onto national team caps. Like, just 26 years old, he's young, and he's good. Quietly 6'4". Could use that height.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely. That's a great point. Yeah, that's a great point. Hopefully all of these players that we start bringing to your attention or start highlighting throughout these episodes, we can start to see them more on the national team. Because a lot of these players are not on the national team, right? A lot of these players are just, your everyday MLS players, right? Which is not a bad thing, but we would love to see them kind of elevate or get those opportunities on the national level. So, all right, AD, I think that's it for our first rebrand episode. Callie will join us next week. He had to take care of some teacher duties, graduation. Shout out to the kiddies. All the students graduated, right? It's graduation time. So I walked into Publix like yesterday over the weekend, and like it was like a long line at the flower station, bro. Like, I'm like, damn, what's happening? And of course, you see everybody in their captain gowns and so.
Exactly.
Yeah. So shout out to the students. Shout out to the kids graduating, moving on. And if you're not in, if you're not in school, if you didn't graduate, it's all good. You know, it's all good. You find something else to do. You know, it's all good. School's not for everyone. You know, we have to make that clear. School's not for everyone. That's okay. Anyways.
But you can always learn.
Bars, bro. School is not for everyone, but you can always learn. Let's end it there, AD. Thank you again for joining us and continuing to rock with us here at Dreaming of Freedom. We will be back next week, fingers crossed, with more black soccer content from MLS. With that being said, peace out.
Peace. Let us know how we did.